Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Grip was just explaining how he's got some of the organic herbal systems he's developed from 6, 7, 8 years ago that are actually growing crystals in them. He was explaining that it's the different elements and things that are in there literally alive because they never basically kill it like a real bottle of wine that just gets better as a vintage. Explain that to people.
Well, it was based on the alchemist Paracelsus in the 1600s, who really termed the spagyric, which is means to separate and recombine. So what he did was he separated the essential oils from the plant, he separated the other constituents from the plant and the minerals from the plant, and then he fermented the plant to create activity in it. And then ultimately, long story short, he added everything back into the plant. Into the tincture, and that was the final tincture. And sometimes it would take up to 6 months to a year just to make one herbal formula. But it was so powerful and so therapeutic that you would only need like maybe one or two drops to get the job done. Now, we've lost all that technology, but whenever I was looking at doing herbal extractions, I didn't like the fact that people were just throwing a bunch of herbs and alcohol, Everclear, for example, and letting them sit for a couple weeks and then bottling them. I went back all the way in history to the Egyptian times, everything, and tried to figure out the best way.
That's right. You pioneered using glycerin.
Yeah, this is all pioneered. I mean, there's nobody. I mean, it would literally take years for someone to come up with this type of technology. But we're basing it on old technologies and new technology because they didn't have the type of equipment.
Back. You use sound systems and all sorts of secret stuff.
Yeah, we use all different
electricity.
Of high energy sound pulses and all kinds of stuff that doesn't, that's completely cold process. See, you know, even the alcohol tinctures will boil them and boil down the herbs and take them up to high temperatures.
That's how you keep it cold pressed.
We keep all the temperatures under 100 degrees usually during the whole extraction processes and everything. So, I mean, it can still take up to 6 months sometimes just to do an extraction and to keep it in its high.
No, we had trouble getting enough of it because you guys will sell wine until it's time.
Right, exactly. So that's the process of ours, so that it actually gets stronger with time. And what I foresee in the future is that you could have an herb that was made in 2009 go on auction for hundreds of dollars as opposed to an herb made in 2014.
Because before I pulled the trigger, I had the test bottles, a whole bunch of them, and I was like, man, over time they got stronger. And when we got the big stuff, I said, this isn't as strong, and the stuff that's been there for a month, now it's strong. And it's getting stronger. I mean, so I guess it does change like wine.
Right, it does. It does. So, I mean, the way I see the herbal extraction industry going is that the fact that they're going to be producing and holding a certain amount back, just like the wine industry, you know, from 2008 wines, 2009 wines. What I hear now actually is that people, as an investment, are buying pre-2010 California bottles of wine because that was pre-Fukushima. You know, now, personally, in my opinion, I think most of the stuff is contaminated over there. So, eventually, one day, let's say if California is uninhabitable because of the Fukushima, you know, somebody might have a 2010, 2009 bottle of wine that was grown in California. You know, that would be a good investment because it's going to get better with age.
Amazing. We're developing some other products together as well. I appreciate you coming in. We've got an hour till the show's over. I've got Ben Swan coming in. If Anthony or somebody would like to just sit down with you and go over that whole report uninterrupted for the nightly news, we could air it next week. I know we taped a few reports when you were in here last time. I'm not even sure all those have aired, but if you want to scramble the X-Wings over there and do a whole report breaking down, you know, the plan to drug the entire population or something, I think it'd be good to have you run through that concisely and say a 20-minute special report, Dr. Grip.
Okay. Yeah, what I like to do is I like to just give people the actual factual numbers and statistics of what's going on, because that's pretty shocking when you can actually see those numbers. And not only that, it motivates you to do something about it.
We're out of time. Give your website out.
GlobalHealingCenter.com.
All right. And you can get all the great products he's developed for us at InfoWarsLife.com. And then you're funding the tip of the spear of the InfoWar. Look, try Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Try the Fluoride Shield. Try Supermel Vitality. All we've gotten is great rave reviews. I mean, I only sell stuff that's dynamite. It's dynamite.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, they are moving to block visas of Russian diplomats and personnel moving around the world. Obama signed an executive order to start grabbing their property internationally. This is an act of war. Yeah, the executive order signed today. Obama has given the speech. This is really a new Cold War. It's absolutely incredible to see all of this unfolding. You know, our guest once got to ask Obama, what was it about the drone program? And we have a clip of that we're going to be playing here in just a moment. But I got to tell you, folks, things are just getting crazy. This Ukraine situation is huge. And the Crimea has voted, that little sliver of land by Russia, down to the south there, to the sea, has voted to join Russia. That's been part of Russia many times in history. And again, I'm not saying Vladimir Putin's a great guy. The point is the West is starting all this, and they want a new Cold War. John McCain, in testimony yesterday and today, said that we need to increase defense spending, not cut it, because of the new situation with Russia. So it is a very serious situation, to say the least, that is unfolding. I want to get into all of this, the future of the media, and so much more with Ben Swan of BenSwan.com. Ben, it's great to have you here, buddy. It's
great to be in the studio with you, Alex.
You were here for the Bitcoin conference.
Absolutely. Here for the Bitcoin conference, which is going on here in Austin, and spoke this morning, talking a lot about Bitcoin and capitalism. Look, whether you're a big fan of Bitcoin or not, in my opinion, Bitcoin's a great example of capitalism, and that's what we need to kind of reinstate in the American public's mind, is what capitalism is and how it works and the risks associated with it, as well as the reward. And so regardless of what the cryptocurrency might be or virtual currency might be, I think there's a valuable thing that we can learn from that idea of you know, how it works.
Well, I totally agree with you that it's a good idea to have cryptocurrencies, and I totally agree with competition in currencies. We shouldn't have the private Federal Reserve running everything through their fake dollar. But at the same time, I've had concerns about the provenance of Bitcoin itself. Mm. And now we have the CEO found dead in Singapore. A young American woman who ran the first Meta Bitcoin exchange was found dead in her Singapore apartment last week. Police are investigating the unnatural death. And you've got all this stuff, lawsuits firing up around it, Bitcoin exchanges disappearing. Where do you think Bitcoin itself is going?
Well, Bitcoin itself, I think its future is pretty unclear, right? Will it survive or will it fall apart? Who really knows at this point? I think that as long as the Feds see that it is a viable currency, they're going to try to get involved in it. As soon as they get involved in it, Bitcoin is dead. But there are other currencies that are popping up at the same time. And so, again, I think the opportunity here is one where we say, look, the idea of having free exchange between people without the government being involved in it is something that is catching on among people. That's where I think the encouraging signs are. And by the way, you know, when Mt. Gox collapsed and people said, oh, this is a sign that that's bad news for Bitcoin, I actually think that was good news for Bitcoin. Mt. Gox was a bad player. They needed to collapse. And so when you have someone who is collapsing because they are not responding well to people or because they're corrupt individuals, you want them out of the marketplace. That's how the market regulates itself without federal intervention.
Sure, I just go with my gut and just the whole history of it and the shadowiness of it. And, you know, the federal government's trying to develop their own systems right now with MIT and Stanford.
Right.
So, again, I'm not against it.
Right.
And if folks want to ride a bubble up and you know, back down, that's their business.
Sure.
I just, my gut tells me danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah. Well, and I think when you look at what's happening with Bitcoin right now, as you said, it kind of goes up and down and it's very volatile. And the beauty of it being a voluntary exchange, unlike the Federal Reserve note, which is not voluntary, we're all forced into that system. This is a voluntary system, so people can get in or get out. And my suspicion is that Bitcoin is just going to be the bridge into a lot of other cryptocurrencies, a lot of other virtual currencies that will pop up.
Ben Schwan's our guest in studio. If you don't know who he is, he's both an Edward R. Murrow Award and two Lone Star Emmy Awards. And, of course, he's had shows on different stations across the country, very popular with his Reality Check on a Fox News affiliate that became popular nationwide. And then when they basically tried to censor him, he left to start his own media organization, BenSwan.com, and is really doing first-rate reporting on basic liberty issues, and that's what's so exciting about it. Look, I can ask a lot of questions, and I got a bunch of news I want to get into with you, but front and center, what's number one on your radar? I'm going to give you the floor for the next 7 minutes. Ben Swan, tell us what's on your mind.
Well, look, I think obviously the story in Ukraine is a huge story, as you said. And I think what's getting missed here, and I think you'd probably agree with this, you know, we have this new mantra that we use at BenSwan.com that humanity is greater than politics. And I think what we're seeing in Ukraine right now is that humanity is not being taken care of here, right? That at the end of the day, whether it's the EU, as you said, the West trying to come in and really with the EU force themselves onto the Ukrainian people, force them into an EU system, a fiat money system. They're not looking out for the people in Ukraine. It's about issuing more debt and enslaving more people. And then on the Russian side, I see Putin, like you said, not the best guy in the world. I think he sees an opportunity, and it's an opportunity to get in there. And so the people of Ukraine are the ones who, at the end of the day, are ultimately going to have to decide who their new leader is, because you have very powerful forces who are attempting to take over. But don't believe the story that we keep hearing in Western media about how the U.S. is just trying to go in and help the freedom fighters. They're not. They're trying to put these people into the EU.
Well, there's a story up on Infowars.com. Ron Paul, U.S. attempting empire building in Ukraine. Russia already ran the Crimea, the gas lines, the military bases there. they were basically forced to come in and secure their assets. Again, I'm not even defending that, but under common law maxims, the West started the overthrow of the elected government.
That's right.
They're in there. And now, what do you make of Obama signing an executive order to start grabbing the assets of any Russians they want?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a big escalation.
That is a big escalation. And look, it always comes back to money, right? All these steps that we take, which we claim are not an act of war, I agree with you. Whenever you talk about sanctions, when you talk about seizing assets, those are overt acts of war. And that's where, again, I think the American people have to pay attention to what's happening here, because we're being drawn into another conflict. China has already said that they side with Russia on this conflict. They already side with their right to be there. And again, the other thing you have to remember is that in Crimea, it's not that the Russians are moving into an area where the mass population doesn't want them. The mass population is begging Russia to come in, asking them to come and secure these areas. Most of these people have Russian heritage and speak Russian. So it's hardly kind of, you know, an invasion, I guess, as it's being scripted in the Western media.
When I look at the London Guardian, they're like, oh, it's some visa restrictions. I've got the executive order. You guys can put that on screen if you want. It's the same thing as that Africa executive order, where they can just grab the assets of anybody they claim is aiding radicals. So it's just the absolute power to do whatever they want. Any person or individual or entity who the State Department says is involved in a problem with Ukraine, to be responsible for, complicit in, or engaged in directly or indirectly any of the following: actions or policies that undermine democratic processes or institutions in Ukraine. The West just overthrew our elected government. So they should put sanctions on Obama or on Secretary of State Kerry. Actions or policies that threaten the peace, security, stability, sovereignty, and territorial integrity of Ukraine. Well, what is the West doing? They know Russia will end up taking part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Misappropriation of state assets of Ukraine or economically significant entity in Ukraine. And then it just goes into the authority to grab the assets. This is a big deal.
Well, and as you said, this is a democratically elected government that was overthrown in Ukraine. So it wasn't as if this happened through a peaceful process. If you're going to side with someone, technically, shouldn't our government side with the democratically elected government of Ukraine and say this was a coup? But they don't do that, right? And so what we're seeing, again, and the other thing, too, come on. John Kerry, the Secretary of State Kerry, getting up and talking about how we can't be meddling in other countries' affairs. You can't allow some country to come up with some loose reason just to enter the country. And it's the same thing that he was doing with Syria.
It's like he's trying to make hypocritical, satirical jokes.
It is. It's almost comical, if it weren't so sad, that when he's making these statements, because it's the exact same thing the U.S. is doing, claiming they needed to be in Syria. What we did when we went into Iraq to chase down invisible weapons of mass destruction. When the West does it, it's considered spreading democracy. And I guess when Russia does it, it's considered an invasion.
Where do you see all this going? You're a smart guy. What's your gut tell you? I mean, are things getting better or worse? I know people are waking up, but at the same time, the establishment has the power and just doesn't seem to care.
Well, I think part of the problem in this particular situation, unlike in the Middle Eastern conflicts, I think when people look at Russia as a whole in America, there is almost this intrinsic, almost DNA response that Russia is bad and the USA is good, right? It's Rocky IV all over again. We keep falling back into that mindset. And so I think media is playing that game, really playing that game right now, that if it's Russia, it must be bad. If it's the USA, it must be good, because these are the Cold War sides. I mean, this is what we were.
But really, it's globalists above both our countries,
exactly,
playing us off against each other.
That's exactly what it is. And in the end, globalists win, because that's their goal, is to play these sides against each other. And ultimately, through, there you go. They're quick about that, Rocky.
I will break you.
That was quick. Yeah, you know, and that's ultimately what it comes down to, is it's about controlling the money, about controlling the populations. That's what the globalists are interested in.
Well, that's right. I just know this. Vladimir Putin pays people to get married and have children, and the CPS tries to not take people's kids in Russia, and they don't have forced inoculations there. And their media more and more sounds like my show. And then meanwhile, because they've been under such tyranny, they're kind of going the other direction in some ways. They're going into tyranny in some others because of outside pressure. I look at us, the people that run us, absolutely act like textbook authoritarians.
Mm. Yeah, well, they are authoritarians. They believe that. Look, if you look at everything that the NSA has done, if you look at the Obama administration wanting to put an FCC monitor in the newsrooms around the country to make sure that they know the news process by which news is...
You know, that's my line in the sand. I'm not having some federal... minion, or to quote Tony Montana, Chavano in every corner telling me what to eat, what to sleep, what to wear.
Yeah.
You know about a sheep, bah, bah. I mean, this has got to end.
Yeah, it was. It's ridiculous. I mean, it flies in the face of every fundamental basic right that we have. And certainly in the media or in the press, the freedom of press is about having the right to be able to dissent. And that's what they want to remove, is the right to dissent.
Ben Swan, that's my next question. You've come from the mainstream media into the new media that's becoming dominant. I want to talk about the media wars and where you expect things to go. Because when the history books of the digital, you know, histories are written, it's going to be things like Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com. It's going to be things like House of Cards and people like Ben Swan, who are going to be known as signposts on the death of the old state-run media. I want to talk about that straight ahead. Stay with us.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Hey,
establishment has controlled the debate and really the maps of the mind for a long time, where state-run, establishment, corporate-run, big media is called mainstream media, and then we're the alternative media. But now on every metric, they are collapsing in freefall. Alternative media is proliferating in the quality and the selection, but also in the viewership, the listenership, the readership. But it's also moving towards a singularity where only the best new media is becoming dominant. Now that there's kind of a saturation of alternative media or new media, it's creating competition there as well. It was easy to come to this game, you know, 20 years ago and be alternative media, then to become the new dominant media. But there's also going to be a singularity, not just for dinosaur state-run media, but for all other media as well, where everyone basically becomes a reporter and people learn to just use, you know, individuals and outlets as another perspective, or like a port into reality. Ben Swan, if they can shoot for almost nothing, a show like Game of Thrones that's seen hundreds of millions of times and destroys the Hollywood model, if Variety's reporting that Hollywood is literally in a mass exodus out of California, if people run from socialism, run from collectivism in a slave revolt, if they run from mainstream media, what ends up happening? What do you see at the end of this process?
Well, I think what you're describing is very accurate, right? I think there is a kind of an emergence of new media, and I don't use the term alternative very often, because you're new media, right? You are the new way of people getting information, understanding what's going on around them. And I love what you said. It really is a process of people saying, here are perspectives, and then I'm drawing my own opinions, which is what you're encouraging them to do, right? Be critical thinkers. And mainstream media doesn't encourage you to be a critical thinker. They're the experts. They're the authority. They're going to tell you what to think, and there is nothing else to consider. And there's no other viewpoint, no other idea. And so I think what we're going to see is exactly what you said, more and more new media popping up. And then as that media pops up, it's presenting perspectives and ideas and points of view. And people say that's interesting, and they're adding it kind of to their collective thought.
That sounds like a renaissance to me.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is, right? I think the internet has become what the printing press was, Gutenberg's printing press. It's this ability for people to say, I no longer need to be read to, right? I have the ability to read for myself. I have the ability to gather information for myself. That's what's happening with the internet. But see, for too long, the internet was simply just a place where you could find information. Now you've got the folks who are curating that information, folks like yourself, who say, okay, now let's help you find information and get it to you. And that's where media is most successful.
And I just say, hey, I think it's interesting that they just put sanctions on the Russian government.
Right.
And they're going to be grabbing their bank accounts. I think it's interesting the Bitcoin CEO died. We can cover so much more because it's not just the formulaic. Here's the sports. Here's the weather. Here's a shooting. You know, here's a car wreck. This person came to town, and here's a Prozac ad.
That's right. That's right. And I got to tell you, too, and this is it's a little bit, you know, I guess to the side, but just what we just talked about right now when your guys popped up that Rocky IV video, it's funny to me because I spent 15 years in broadcast journalism, Alex, 15 years working for TV stations. I have never, ever called from an anchor desk for a piece of video and have been able to have someone pop it up. I mean, that's how fast the pace is in this place. So what you guys...
Well, watch this. I'm going to tell them to move the camera more that way because there's too much room on this side. We don't want you right in the middle, but we want you exactly right like that. No, but that's the thing. People can see all the sausage being made right here.
That's right.
I don't try to form all my words perfectly. It's just stream of consciousness.
And it's authenticity, right? That's what this experience has to be. It has to be an authentic experience. It's not this polished, hey, we've got to make everything look a certain way, sound a certain way, so that we're very careful in how everything comes out, because it's all about, on that end, the mainstream message is about controlling the message. You're not trying to control the message. You're simply putting the message out there.
And you're right, and they sell it like, oh, because we want it to look really good and have high standards. The truth is, they want everybody under control, and then the CBS Broadcast Center sends the teleprompter text down. They give you a video package sent from Manhattan. You read over it locally, and people think it's the local anchor they trust. Mm-hmm. Really, it's a technocrat writing it in Manhattan.
Yeah, or some individual business that does nothing but write consumer stories for you, and they send them out to 15 stations, and everybody takes them.
Hey, Mercury's good for your baby.
And voices them. And that's the key, right? It's the anchor's voice, so it has the legitimacy, but it's the same script going out to every place.
It makes them repeaters.
They are repeaters.
But now what you've done successfully launching your own media platform and others are doing, I mean, this is the death knell. I don't think they can come out with taxes, regulations, net IDs, internet neutrality. I don't think they can put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Yeah, I think the challenge for them is going to be to stay relevant, because even if new media didn't exist, I mean, they're still irrelevant, right? If you got rid of all the new media in one fell swoop, that doesn't suddenly make you more legitimate. And so folks still won't watch Piers Morgan.
That doesn't make them any less dead.
Right, that's right.
I want to talk about Piers Morgan when we come back, because it's a media phenomenon. He never imploded. He never died. He was dead on arrival.
That's right.
He showed up and had no ratings.
Carted him in dead.
Yeah, they rolled in the dead body.
Yeah.
And then now they're declaring he's not dead, giving him a once-a-month show.
Right.
Because they don't want to admit that he failed. Well, he never succeeded. You have to succeed and later fail.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver, because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So-called presidential kill list that's gotten a lot of attention, and this list of folks who have been targeted for assassination.
Right.
And on that list have been U.S. citizens who have not been afforded trial, including Anwar al-Awlaki.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, as president, or any president for that matter, regardless of party or person, utilize that power to assassinate even U.S. citizens?
Well, first of all, you're basing this on reports in the news that have never been confirmed by me. And I don't talk about our national security decisions in that way.
Well, what an answer. The president won't confirm that list, but he won't deny the list. Okay, but let's add another layer here, because that presidential kill list, it didn't just get out because of hard-nosed journalists breaking the story. It was leaked by the administration. In that two-shot, I nodded my head when the president said that he hadn't confirmed these reports. And that's true. So who has? Well, to the New York Times, William Daley, President Obama's chief of staff in 2011, talked openly about this kill list, saying the administration knew they couldn't simply just go on adding more names indefinitely. Dennis Blair, the director of National Intelligence...
All right, that's Ben Swan back on his Fox show getting to question Obama, and of course that was a few years ago. Now he openly brags about it and says, I'm really good at killing people. So this is the attempt of like denying that the ocean has fish in it or something. This is the level of, hey, you can keep your doctor, it'll cut your premium. You can't keep your doctor, it increase your premium. It's this arrogance of lying, and it's getting worse because they don't get in trouble now, even though Congress has a 6% approval rating, 10 at the highest. They just, so it's a paradox. Everybody knows they're liars, but they just continue on. Ben Swan, looking at this, how is this the Peace Prize winner?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, he doesn't deserve a Peace Prize, but he never deserved it in the first place. I mean, you gave him the Peace Prize when he'd only been around for, you know, a very short amount of time. I mean, what we're talking about, he'd barely gotten into the White House, and he already had a Peace Prize around his neck. And it wasn't based upon anything he had done, but I don't think it matters because it's that's all a political game, right? It's about he's the guy we like, and when he kills people, it's okay. They must be bad people. When Bush does it, then no, that's he's a war criminal.
Yeah, but it's trendy when Obama does it.
That's right. It's cool to do it.
Because he shoots hoops and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's the mentality, and that's what's really, I think, embarrassing for media in the United States, is this double standard where they do not hold this president accountable to anyone or anything.
Well, the word is Jay Leno did those jokes about Obama and stuff. That's why he was taken out. And now the guy that replaced him, his ratings are falling.
Yep.
And that takes us back to Piers Morgan. You were talking about him during the break.
Yeah.
What is your take on that whole phenomenon?
Well, I think, first of all, you made a great point. When Piers Morgan came in, he was billed as being this phenom who was showing up from Great Britain. He was a brilliant journalist. He was a great interviewer because apparently he made some prime minister cry at some point. Well, Barbara Walters does the same thing. We don't call her a great hard-nosed journalist. And yet, you know, here's Piers Morgan. He shows up on air, and his show was it fell flat from day one. His highest moment, really, in his entire time was with you. I mean, when you were on his show, when you basically lambasted him, that was Piers Morgan's moment.
That aired on basically every news show in the West, Japan. It aired on every comedy show from Comedy Central and the Colbert Report and Stewart right through to Jay Leno. It was seen by probably a billion people, and it was a dead cat bounce for him. His ratings went up for a while, but went right back down because it discredited him. And they're always telling us, be nice, don't stick your head up. You know, don't get noticed. That's how you win in politics. But then they're vicious. They want us to stand down and not be aggressive so they can be aggressive and take over.
That's right.
I think the moral there is Paul Revere rode around saying, get weapons and kill people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm raising my voice saying, look, you're here to take our guns. It's going to start a civil war if you do.
Mm-hmm.
And Piers Morgan knows that. Everybody knows that. Stop mincing words. Stop letting them set the parameters of the debate where I have then a fake debate with him so I'll be invited back on his show.
Right.
I'd rather blow his show up politically with a political hand grenade of truth and be done with him.
Well, look, and remember, whenever anybody talks about that interview, they always say, did you see Alex Jones on Piers Morgan? Not, did you see Piers Morgan interview Alex Jones? And the difference is that people are saying, did you see Alex Jones, what he had to say, how he said it? Piers was just, he just happened to be there. He was a casualty. He was a sideshow. And so there was nothing to do with him. And so, as you said, look, his ratings were terrible. That guy has posted some of the worst ratings in CNN's history.
380,000 viewers.
Incredible. But we're talking about in key demos, 50,000, 48,000 people in key demos. That's what the advertising
now, was. To put that in perspective, my show is only in the top 15 or so. And it's probably like 14th or something. And Talker says, you know, in the top 25. Terrestrial radio, 3 million listeners a day.
Yeah.
I mean, Rush Limbaugh has like 15 million a day.
Right.
Coast to Coast AM, like 6, 7 million a day. Sean Hannity, 10 million a day. Michael Savage, 10 million a day. So I'm not up here beating my chest. Hey, I'm a big guy. Literally, look at the fanfare, though, around a CNN.
Oh, absolutely.
Around their guy with 380,000 viewers in the entire U.S. That's 590 a.m. in Austin. I happen to know when I'm on. In the morning,
mm-hmm.
especially if there's tornadoes or something, has had up to 500,000 listeners. Mm-hmm. Or 2 million people in total metro, you know, 500,000 tune in.
Yeah.
Usually it's a couple hundred thousand in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it shows how it's a facade, Ben.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like small market local TV. Or what his ratings were. What's amazing is his ratings were like that for, what, 2.5, 3, 4 years, however long he was on there. I mean, they kept him in that position. And it's not just Piers Morgan. I mean, we're beating up on Piers a little bit.
MSNBC's tanking.
Absolutely. Or anything on CNN. Try any program on CNN. Nobody's watching them. And so their answer to that is, instead of actually covering more news, and instead of responding to what consumers want, it's like, well, let's go out and let's get some reality TV.
Listen. They could stick a local libertarian talk show host on there and get 2 million viewers a night.
They could.
I guarantee you, if they stuck you in that slot, you did the investigative reports, that show would have 5 million viewers in a month.
It would. Because
you would beat Fox News. But they won't do it because they want to control the message.
That's right. Because it's more important that they not win in ratings or have viewers. It's more important that they say the right things. It gives them access. Then the executives go to parties and they're connected to the higher ups. But I agree with you. Listen, you could flip CNN in a heartbeat in terms of their ratings if you would just put on some content that people are interested in.
But the people controlling the country are making trillions off keeping us in the dark, so they don't care. But then there's the paradox, but you have no viewers, dummy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a facade that they're in control, but then they realize they are a facade, so why even keep the facade up? A wind comes by and Piers Morgan blows over.
That's right. And then they replace him now with probably a cooking show. Right, because that's where CNN is headed. I mean, CNN is out actively shopping for reality TV shows in Hollywood right now. I mean, the talk is they're basically saying to any reality show producer, please show us what you've got, and they're going to pay big money for it.
They could stick a hillbilly on there talking about how much, you know, he loves liberty, and it would have 3 or 4 million viewers.
But they won't put that on. They're going to put on some guy who goes around the country tasting food because that's their answer, and it's... Listen, and one point that Jeff Zucker makes, who's now running CNN, and he does make this point, in 12 years, the cable news audience has not grown. And that includes Fox, that's CNN, MSNBC. In 12 years, there has not been an increase in cable viewership. They've just moved around. The viewers have. And that tells you that something in this formula is not working.
I have satellite, and I never watch it unless I want to see a movie that's on or weather. I mean, I go online... And I go to BenSwan.com. I go to DrudgeReport.com. I go to WorldNetDaily.com.
Yeah. Now that's where you're going to get your news from. And that's what people are doing completely around them. It's really an incredible thing to watch American media going through this transformation. It's an exciting transformation. I think it's a great thing. It needs to happen. And it's really only because of the ability that people now have through the internet to be able to access that information.
Well, a lot of people ask me, why do you have other talk show hosts on your show? Well, I mean, if I think somebody's doing groundbreaking research and work, it's a war for me. I want to keep the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
I don't want the state running my kids. I don't want forced inoculations. I don't want the country going bankrupt. I live here. I'm in this to win it. And so I just see other people that are eloquent and intelligent fighting as literally other soldiers in this war that absolutely we need to give each other common aid against the enemy, because we're going to hang together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not a game.
Yeah.
This is the real deal. That's why I will not attack any other libertarians or any other conservatives or constitutionalists or free media people. Even if they attack me now, I will not attack them. And I've never been an infighter, but I will not attack them now, and I will not respond to attacks, because I'm not going to be sitting here later and lose this thing and wish that I wouldn't have been a team player. We need to have an attitude of working together, building each other up to amplify each other's audiences, to just absolutely take over the media airwaves and dominate state-run media, discredit it, and break with the system. Don't play patty cake with it anymore. We need to just clearly delineate that we are the media. We're not as important as the New York Times. We are not sellouts. We are the real media. We are a million times better than the New York Times or CNN.
Absolutely. No, yeah, no question about it. And I totally agree with you. I think it's so important that we do build this synergy between new medias. And as you said, Roger Ailes has over at Fox, he has the policy where he says you never shoot inside the tent. even if you disagree with somebody who's there at Fox also, he says you just don't shoot inside the tent because there's so much you need to be fighting, so much you need to be worried about. The person across from you that you might disagree with on some issue, you never attack them. I think that same philosophy, and I think, by the way, it's worked very well for Fox. It's the same philosophy we need in new media, which is, you know, you don't shoot inside the tent. There's no reason to attack people who are of the same mindset.
What did Cass Sunstein write before he joined the administration for Harvard? He also wrote it for Chicago Business. He said, we're going to create fake media. We're going to go out like we're the conspiracy theorists, is what he called people that question their known lies. Mm-hmm. Obama saying you can keep your doctor, or there's a death panel, he calls you a conspiracy theorist.
That's right.
Doesn't matter, we're right. He just has a throwaway line intellectually to not have to deal with us. He said, we're going to set up media and create infighting. We'll operate for 6 months to a year. That's what George Soros and the Pentagon and the White House are doing now. They're organizing and creating fake alternative media to immediately start infighting.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute you see that, you're looking, folks, at people that have been paid to do it.
Yep.
So do anyone that does that is the enemy. That's exactly what Media Matters said they would do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I'm very suspect of folks at RT that pop up and go, I'm not going to be part of this takeover of Ukraine. You know, I mean, you know, live on air. Absolutely. You know, RT's been infiltrated. And it's the other way. You know, Russia infiltrates the U.S. It's just look at everybody's agenda, folks. Look at what they promote and look at the long-term compendium of what people have done. I'm ranting. Go ahead.
No. Listen, and to the point, you're talking about this young lady last night who resigned on the anchor desk over at RT, right, and says, I'm not going to be here anymore. Well, what I wanted to know was, can you give me some specifics? When you say that you're not going to be part of a network that's whitewashing for Putin, listen, I have all respect if you believe that, so can you tell me what's happening? Tell me about the whitewashing. Give me some examples of it, which she didn't do when she stepped down. She just said, I'm not going to be a part of this whitewashing and I'm out of here. And she left. If that's her conscience, if that's her conviction, that's fine. But I'd like to know some details on it. And I'd like to know specifically.
I have an interview by her. And I'm not accusing her of being an operative. I'm just saying it needs to be looked into. Because, I know for a fact, and I'm not, I can talk about this, but it just sounds unbelievable. The White House got in touch with RT 2 years ago and said, do not have him back on anymore if you want to keep your license in this country.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was told. And they never had me back on, which I don't even care about. I mean, I think when I've been on with Max Kaiser, that can still get on and still air, but he has to go through a bunch of trouble to get me on. I don't even care because RT domestically doesn't have a very big audience.
Right.
Worldwide, it's big. Mm-hmm. Plus, people would say, normal media, I'm not selling anything worldwide, so I don't want to go on RT. Well, I want to go on RT to sell freedom, mm-hmm. to sell the idea of liberty. But they didn't like me. I would always go in there and talk about Stalin and Lenin and stuff. And even though Russia doesn't go that direction of Stalin and Lenin now, still, it's kind of like, hey, don't insult our background.
Messing with the archetypes.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Messing with the archetypes. But, I've been on Japanese TV, British TV, Iranian TV. The media always is like, what, do you work for the Iranians? No, I like to go talk to the Iranians.
Mm-hmm. Well, and why shouldn't you? I mean, we have this policy in this country where we don't want to talk to anyone. We don't want to share our ideals. We don't want to have dialogue and conversation. And
well, it's like CNN. What is Ron Paul doing going on Alex Jones's show? Or all this gatekeeping of MSNBC?
Right.
What's Tucker Carlson doing on his show? What's it your business with 500,000 viewers? You're a joke. You're a hoax. You're a fraud. Don't sit here and tell me with 3 million listeners every day how you hang the moon and you decide everything. I'm sick of the condescension.
Yeah, and that's what it is. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, you can't be a part of what they're doing. It's like the cool kids table at high school, and they want to decide where you're going to sit and who you're going to be talking
to. Yeah, I wanted to the cool kids table. I was behind the rec building with the cheerleader. And on my lunch break, I mean, I'm just going to be honest here.
And in a similar way, that's still what's happening with new media, right? Instead of sitting inside the lunchroom, you're out behind the bleachers. But the point is that's the game that's being played. And you're absolutely right. It's about creating this image of we are the elite in media. And so nobody can be anywhere near where we are. And as you said, it still goes back to the fact that nobody's watching. I mean, how can you consider yourself elite when you have no viewership? When you get more viewers on the clip on YouTube than you do on your own program? It should be embarrassing. So it's interesting to watch how right now media does not have an answer to that, and they don't have an answer to it. I got to tell you, I've talked to a lot of very high-level executives about direction, what they're doing, where they're heading. And you know what the response is? By the time we crash, we'll be retired. It won't be our problem. That's really the thinking.
That's the attitude of the establishment is, your show's going to get really big, Jones, but America's going to basically collapse, and it won't matter. I mean, that is a loser attitude. They don't even care. They want to just keep riding out, making their money. That's why they don't care about the decisions they're making.
Yeah, no, they don't, because ultimately they're like, it's not going to be my problem. Let it be somebody else's problem. Because right now, it's like, we're not going to mess with the status quo. We're just not going to mess with it.
That's because the executives of the subsidiaries want the status quo.
That's right. That's right. And so they're not going to change it. And so if people expect that CNN is going to make some drastic change, that MSNBC will make some drastic change, it's not going to happen.
No, it's a facade.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's going to...
They will shut CNN off before they would make a change and put a pro-liberty broadcast on, because they're part of the occupying globalist media.
Yeah,
that's not rhetoric. They are occupiers.
No, they absolutely are. And the goal on their end, again, as we've talked about, is really about, it's about controlling message. I mean, just think about this. When we talk about things like cryptocurrencies, you know, Bitcoin, when we talk about things like, you know, individual freedom, when we talk about, you know, nullification, I mean, how many newscasts around the country even know those terms?
But we're popularizing them, and even though those are all messy things, they're real change.
Exactly.
And through the crises, through the struggle, we will develop better forms of it.
That's right. And to what you said, look, that's they're all forms of change. We're watching the change happen. People are excited about those issues. They're talking about those issues every single day, but they're having those conversations either on social media sites, they're having them around their kitchen tables, they're having them around the
world. That's right. CNN, and they all wonder why they're dying and why Fox isn't growing. It's because you don't ever get out the same tried little rut you're in. You just do the same thing over and over again.
It's predictable. It's entirely predictable. I mean, think about the fact that 30, 40 years ago, you could turn on a newscast and you only had ABC, NBC, and CBS, right? And it was the same basic stories every single night. Well, here we are 40 years later. It's still the same basic stories every single night. That's what's incredible about it. What's so remarkable is that they are the exact same stories every day. It's completely predictable.
In the same order.
In the same order.
With the same advertisers.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no question. Look, you talk a lot about vaccines. You talk about those issues. We did a piece during our Truth and Media season last year talking about just vaccine court. Now, that's not very...
Let's talk about that when we come back and do 5 minutes of overdrive. And if you're not too tired, or if you don't have to go, you may have to. You're welcome to do the nightly news with us tonight, or tape something so you can kind of, you know, break down whatever subjects you want. Ben Swan of BenSwan.com is here. Great banner back and forth. Very special broadcast tomorrow, by the way. Stay with us.
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
News today, oh boy.
Obama had just signed an executive order to start sanctions against different Russian officials and not let them travel to Western controlled countries. This is getting really serious.
Well, I just have to laugh.
We'll be covering it all in the nightly news tonight. Ben Swan's going to be on the nightly news with us with David Knight. Maybe do an expanded interview. We've got so much news I haven't gotten to yet, but truly we're living in an authoritarian system. Ben, I've thrown out so many points here. What else is on your radar screen? I could ask questions all day, but what else do you want to impart to the audience?
Well, one of the things that we're working on right now is this. First of all, we're launching our season 2 of Truth and Media Project. We released an episode today, and I'd encourage people to check it out. But basically, it's taking on this political primary system in America. Because we have this system right now that's essentially set up where about half the voters in the country are in a position right now where they cannot, we got pop-up, sorry about that. Basically, what they do right now is they cannot vote in a primary unless they are registered as a Republican or a Democrat. But about half the country is no longer affiliated with either party, and yet voters have to pay $400 million a year to pay for those primaries.
And the dinosaur media is continuing to only try to prop up the two parties and give them attention while trying to stop the Tea Party from actually taking over the Republicans, so we have a second party.
That's right.
We don't even really have two.
No, we have one party that has two wings on it, right? It has a right wing and a left wing, but it's the same party, and you're absolutely right. But, I mean, think about those numbers. 50% of the country is no longer affiliated. If you watch any national newscast, you would never believe that. If you watch that, you would believe the country is equally divided between Democrats and Republicans, and there's this cosmic arm wrestling match between the two to see who's going to get just enough leverage to win the next election.
Does the illusion continue to fall slowly, or could it collapse?
I think it'll collapse. I do. I think it's a generational fall, too. I think by the next two elections that we have, I think 2016 presidential, 2016, and then when we go to 2020, I think you're going to see significant shifts in terms of the way the electorate is voting.
And they know that. The Pentagon and their own prospectuses say that. That's why they're shutting up Homeland Security checkpoints, tanks. They're going, look, you're not getting out of this voting, boys. And that's the problem, is they're planning an authoritarian takeover.
Well, I mean, listen.
What's your take on all that? The billions of bullets, the checkpoints?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, we did a piece recently. I know you guys over at InfoWars broke that story originally about all that stockpiling of ammo, which, by the way, was incredible work that you guys.
Oh, no, it was important.
No, it was very important, and it was way ahead of the curve. What was interesting to me as a media guy is that it took about a year and a half for everybody else to even cover.
Oh, at first they said it didn't exist.
Right. Yeah, it was a fake story. It was a made up story.
They had AP come out and say it wasn't real.
Yeah, and then they come back and say, oh, well, maybe it is real. Well, then it turns out, in fact, it is. Well, then comes the big question, which they never bothered to ask. Why is the post office stockpiling bullets? Why is Social Security Administration stockpiling ammo? Why are we, especially right now, at a time where we have the $17 trillion debt, as taxpayers, let's just make it a fiscal issue. Let's forget about everything else. Let's make it just a fiscal issue. Why are we paying for postal workers to be carrying around that much ammo or to be trained that way?
Well, I mean, it's now 2.5 billion rounds of ammo, enough to fight a 30-plus-year Iraq war. When it was 1.6, it was like a 27-year war in Iraq. And then they're training for riot control. They're training in all the manuals to fight the Tea Party, the only opposition. Libertarians, I mean, they see that half the country calls themselves libertarians. They see we're taking over. They're preparing military operations for us. Well, but if they can never have that debate, if they can just deny it, then we can't debate it and get the moral high ground and point out how they're treacherous. So instead, they just want to deny it. Mm-hmm. See, that's why we have to continue to force the admission that it's real so we can then discredit it.
Right. Well, absolutely. And when you have this militarization of police going on around the country, it's just incredible to watch that happen. The buildup, I mean, folks have to wake up and pay attention.
We're going to come back, and I want to ask you about the Second Amendment, where you see that fight going, a little five-minute piece. And then that's it until tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the main transmission. And some stations don't carry this extra time that's coming up. You can always find us online at InfoWars.com/show for the free audio, video feeds, and the podcast. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.